Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, and from New Zealand we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching is entitled The Gospel of Martha.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she ran out to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha replied, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if they die, they will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. It seems to me that the gospel of Martha, her good news, is beautifully expressed in the gospel we have just heard. Martha has come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And this faith she manifested in her joyous hospitality. Some Jewish people had gathered in her home because of the death of Lazarus. Yet when Martha heard Jesus was on his way, she ran out to meet him, to bring him into a familiar place, their family home. Well, do I remember when I was a child, my mother would often welcome other mothers with their babies into our home. My mother was a nurse, though more importantly, a woman of deep faith, which was often expressed in hospitality. Faith was her heart opening out, and hospitality, her arms reaching out. Whenever a mother might be concerned about the well-being of her child, our home and our mother was the place to go. Whether we are givers or receivers of hospitality, our hearts become expansive each time we open them to others. I think one of God's deepest dreams for us is that we become people of hospitality, people who believe in the goodness of all creation. Often this hospitality will take the form of a place at the table for a friend or a stranger. Now, each time we celebrate Eucharist, God welcomes us to the table. So surely it is up to us to have a place for God incarnate at our table. However, there isn't just one way to offer hospitality. Howard Thurman, a theologian and civil rights leader, encourages us by saying, "Don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive, and then go and do that." Martha came alive when she knew Jesus was coming to her home after her brother Lazarus had died. Her sister Mary stayed in the house, but as soon as Martha heard that Jesus was on the horizon, she was off to meet him. The interesting aspect of the encounter between Jesus and Martha is that when Jesus told Martha he was the one who raises the dead to life, and asked her, did she believe him? Her response was that she had come to believe. I just love that phrase, come to believe. How human is that? Imagine how much coming to believe happened in the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus when their friend Jesus joined them on various occasions. Yes, we learn to believe by reflecting on our experiences of life when we can trust another human being or an experience of nature that takes our breath away. You see, faith is caught rather than taught. And so when we give others a reason to trust us, we may hear them say, I have come to believe. The gospel according to Martha was her belief in Jesus, the Son of God, and hospitality was one of the ways she expressed this faith. Whatever we do in life, the motivation is only life-giving when grounded in our belief in a relationship. Martha came to know this, especially through the death of her brother Lazarus. In coming to know who Jesus was as the one who claimed to be the resurrection and the life, Martha came to know Jesus and herself in a new and more profound way. What is your gospel? Where do you get your energy? Amen.